Welcome to Counting Sheep Podcast. Today, we present a unique tale created with the Counting Sheep app, where your stories come to life with just a few taps. Find Counting Sheep on the iPhone App Store and start your own storytelling journey. Unlock your creativity and let the storytelling begin.
Chrono Nexus, Chapter 1, The Forbidden Lab. Ron sat in his lecture hall, absorbed in the intricate explanations of quantum mechanics. Professor Johnson's voice droned on, but Ron's mind buzzed with distant thoughts. Outside the clear windows, UCLA's campus basked under Californian sun, but within him, shadows of curiosity stirred. After class, straying from his usual path, Ron wandered deeper into the physics building. Tucked away in a dimly lit corridor stood an imposing, locked door he had never noticed before. He felt an odd pull toward it, and the door's secrets beckoned him. Later that evening, he returned, equipped with a makeshift lock-picking set. With nimble fingers and a racing heart, he worked on the door until the lock yielded with a click. Stepping inside, Ron found a room bustling with advanced machinery and cryptic notes scattered about. Blueprints of temporal fields and quantum energy manipulation lay open as if waiting for someone to decode them. Before he could process what he was seeing, the room's lights flickered on, bathing the space in sharp illumination. Dr. Hawkins, a tall figure with a stern gaze, stood by the entrance. "Who are you, and what are you doing here?" Dr. Hawkins's voice was sharp but not hostile. "I'm Ron, a physics student. I was just curious," Ron stammered, trying to sound braver than he felt. Hawkins's eyes flashed with a mix of anger and something else, interest. "Curiosity can be dangerous, Ron, especially in this room. But maybe it's also what we need." Ron explained his fascination with advanced physics and showed his deep understanding of theoretical concepts. Dr. Hawkins seemed to soften slightly, a curious glint in his eyes replacing some of the harshness. "All right, Ron, you're in. Consider yourself my assistant, but remember, discretion is paramount. This work is beyond confidential." Ron nodded eagerly, a thrill surging through him. He spent the following days in the lab, immersed in arcane formulas and calibrations. Every hour brought him deeper into the enigmatic world of time manipulation, where seconds could stretch into hours, and the past could be as fluid as water. One evening, while Ron was recalibrating a set of superconducting magnets, Dr. Hawkins approached him with an urgent look. "Ron, it's time. We're ready for a live test," Hawkins said. "But remember, any slight error could have unimaginable consequences." Ron's heartbeat quickened with a mix of excitement and trepidation. He meticulously checked each piece of equipment, each connection, ensuring everything was perfect. The moment arrived. An array of screens lit up, displaying complex data streams. Ron and Hawkins stood at the control panel, their fingers hovering over glowing keys. They activated the machine. A hum filled the air, intensifying until it was almost unbearable. Then the power surged. Sparks flew as the machinery spiraled out of control. Ron's vision blurred, colors and shapes morphing into formless chaos. A scream echoed in his ears. Whether it was his or Hawkins's, he couldn't tell. Then there was only darkness. When Ron regained consciousness, he found himself lying in the lab, his head aching. He sat up, disoriented, and glanced around. Everything seemed oddly familiar but subtly different. Dr. Hawkins was nowhere to be seen. Ron stood on unsteady legs, his mind trying to piece together what had happened. He stared at the dormant machinery and the now ordinary-looking lab. The calendar on the wall showed today's date, yet something felt off. He couldn't pinpoint what it was, but an unsettling déjà vu gnawed at his thoughts. Chapter 2, Temporal Spirals. As Ron tried to piece together the events that had transpired, he experienced an overwhelming urge to recheck the equipment. The machines, though appearing normal, carried a haunting familiarity. It was as if he had seen their configurations before, down to the smallest detail. Dr. Hawkins entered, his face a mix of frustration and urgency. "Ron, are you all right?" That power surge, it was stronger than anticipated. Ron nodded slowly. "I think so, but something's different. I can't explain it, but I've been here before." Hawkins frowned, inspecting the machinery. "An anomaly, perhaps? We need to recalibrate and perhaps attempt another test, but this time with greater caution." Ron returned home that night, but his thoughts were entangled in the events of the day. The next morning, he came back to the lab, more determined than ever. He couldn't shake off the feeling of déjà vu, but he resolved to approach the moment with a renewed sense of vigilance. The test neared once more, and despite their heightened awareness, an unexpected glitch recurred. The room shuddered, sparks flew, and Ron found himself blacking out again. When he woke, the sensation of familiarity intensified. The same settings, the same equipment, all in the same states. A chilling realization dawned on him. He was caught in a loop. He glanced at the calendar, confirming his suspicion. The previous day had reset. Ron's growing frustration melted into a steely resolve. He approached Dr. Hawkins. "We need to stop this. We're in a loop, repeating the same day over and over." Hawkins looked at him, skepticism mingling with concern. "A time loop? That's theoretically possible, but the probability..." "We need to figure it out," Ron interrupted. "I can't keep repeating this." Together, they meticulously examined every variable, every nuance of their actions and settings. But each attempt to prevent the surge only resulted in the same disorienting blackout and reset. Ron began experimenting with slight modifications, moving an object, adjusting a timing parameter slightly. Each iteration showed Ron just how layered and intricate the fabric of time could be. Each reset, however, brought fresh frustration. The lab, his personal prison of endless cycles, seemed to mock him. During one iteration, a disturbance outside the lab caught his attention. Venturing out, Ron found himself in conversation with an elderly professor who seemed out of place. With penetrating eyes, the man introduced himself as Professor Zhang, an expert in ancient temporal studies. Zhang listened to Ron's predicament with great interest. "What you describe is a phenomenon spoken of in ancient theories, the cyclical nature of time and the essence of destabilizing events." Ron, though desperate, found a glimmer of hope in Zhang's wisdom. "How can I break this loop?" "The key might lie not just in the mechanics, but in something more profound, an understanding, an acceptance," Zhang mused. "Sometimes, answers lie within rather than without." Taking Zhang's advice to heart, Ron tried different approaches in each new iteration. He interacted with people he had overlooked, gleaned new insights from Hawkins, and began recognizing the deeper implications and subtle patterns of each reset. One day, during one of the countless iterations, Ron felt a tug in his mind. "Maybe the answer isn't just adjusting the process, but understanding the purpose," he whispered to himself. With a new plan forming in his mind, Ron prepared for what he hoped would be the final iteration. He recalibrated the machines with exacting precision and addressed Hawkins with newfound confidence. "I think I might have a solution, but it requires a leap of faith from us both." Hawkins nodded, a gleam of hope in his eyes. If they were successful, Ron could break free of this relentless loop. But at what cost? Chapter 3. Echoes of Eternity. The constant looping began to etch patterns into Ron's mind. Waking each morning to find himself back in the lab, going through the same motions, had become routine, but it was also honing his understanding. Each loop offered tiny insights, like droplets merging into an ocean of knowledge. The air in the lab hummed with energy as Ron and Hawkins prepared again. Ron's growing conviction inspired Hawkins, even as the scientists struggled with the arcane complexity of their situation. By now, Ron knew every detail of each piece of equipment, each nuance in Hawkins' expressions, and every potential outcome of their actions. "Ready?" Hawkins asked, his fingers hovering over the activation panel. "Ready," Ron replied, his voice steady. The machinery hummed to life. Ron focused on the faint shifts and energy waves rippling through the equipment. This time, he noticed anomalies, peculiar distortions, in the temporal field that seemed almost sentient. Instead of letting another failed attempt consume him, Ron stepped into the temporal vortex, embracing the unknown. Reality warped around him, stretching and twisting until he found himself standing in a void. Strange figures, fragments of past and future realities, floated around him. One fragment caught his attention, an ancient sage clad in flowing robes, standing on an ethereal plane. The sage's eyes met Ron's, and a voice echoed in his mind. "You seek to control time, but time, like the river, flows beyond mortal grasp. Understand its nature, and you may find your path." Ron nodded, absorbing the sage's words. In another fragment, he saw himself with Dr. Hawkins, their faces illuminated by the glow of successful experimentation. Shifting between these moments, Ron felt drawn back to the present. With each loop, Ron began integrating new ideas, shifting approaches, and deepening his comprehension of the temporal forces. Along the way, he encountered varied characters, some from ancient times, some from distant futures, all imparting pieces of wisdom that shaped his journey. One character, an enigmatic woman from a future dominated by temporal technologies, warned him of the dangers. Interference at this level can unravel reality itself. Balance must be sought. Ron's resolve strengthened. He realized that the loop wasn't just a trap, but a crucible refining his vision. He began seeing the interconnectedness of events, the subtle butterfly effects of small changes. The paradoxes and anomalies seemed less like errors and more like keys to understanding the true nature of time. Returning to the lab with each iteration, Ron shared his revelations with Hawkins. The breakthroughs were not just technical, but philosophical. "We've been approaching this from a purely mechanical perspective," Ron explained. "But time, it's more than equations and machinery. It's intertwined with consciousness, with reality itself." Hawkins nodded thoughtfully. "Perhaps our very desire to control it is the issue. We need to harmonize with it." Armed with this deeper understanding, Ron calibrated the machinery once more. As they began the activation sequence, an intense surge of energy engulfed them. Instead of resisting, Ron let go, merging his intent with the flow of temporal waves. A powerful resonance echoed through the lab as Ron's consciousness expanded. Time unraveled and reformed, showing him glimpses of multiple realities. Each iteration, each tiny change, created ripples, weaving an intricate pattern. In this transcendental state, Ron realized the loop could only be broken by accepting the flow, by ceasing to fight against it. He let go of his fear, his frustration, and his desire for control. The machinery spiraled around him, and Ron allowed himself to be carried by the current. Suddenly, the vortex stilled, and Ron found himself standing back in the lab. The same lab, yet different. He glanced around, his senses heightened. Dr. Hawkins stood by, his face reflecting Ron's awe and understanding. "Yes," Hawkins replied, "we found balance." Time had reset, but not as before. The loop had been broken, and Ron felt a deep connection with the temporal continuum. He had evolved, not just as a physicist, but as a being of consciousness. Chapter 4, The End and the Beginning. Ron stood in the lab, the hum of machinery now a gentle whisper compared to the tumultuous blasts of past attempts. The air seemed clearer, more serene, as if the very essence of the room had been attuned to a new frequency. He exchanged a look with Dr. Hawkins, who nodded at Ron with a mixture of pride and relief. "Ready for the final calibration?" Hawkins asked, though his voice no longer carried the edge of urgency, but rather the calm of newfound understanding. Ron smiled slightly. "Ready, but this time, we know what to do." They moved with an almost choreographed precision, adjusting and fine-tuning the various components. Each piece clicked into place not as a fragment of chaos, but as part of a harmonious whole. Ron's mind wandered to the countless iterations, the endless loops that had shaped his understanding. As they finished, Ron stood back, observing the setup. "We've been focusing on the wrong aspects this whole time, trying to control the uncontrollable. It's harmony, not dominance, that holds the key." Dr. Hawkins laid a hand on Ron's shoulder. "Your journey has been incredible, Ron. Let's see it through." With a confident breath, Ron initiated the sequence. The familiar hum grew, not to a chaotic roar, but to a harmonious crescendo. The machinery pulsed with a rhythm, a beat that felt almost alive. Ron stepped into the center of the lab, feeling the temporal field envelop him, not as a prison, but as a symphony. Time began to warp around him, but instead of fear, Ron felt a deep sense of peace. Echoes of the ancient sage's wisdom and the future woman's warnings blended into an understanding that transcended words. Here, in this meditative state, Ron found clarity. Ron and Dr. Hawkins watched as the machinery completed its cycle without the slightest glitch. The temporal field stabilized, and Ron felt an energetic shift. Time, once a chaotic whirlpool trapping him in a loop, had now become a river flowing smoothly. Dr. Hawkins's face broke into a wide smile. "We did it, Ron. The loop is broken." Ron nodded, his thoughts drifting back to the countless iterations and characters he had encountered. Each had imparted valuable lessons, shaping his perception not just of time but of existence itself. He had evolved from a student, curious and apprehensive, to a seeker of deeper truths. Later, as Ron stood on the UCLA campus, bathed in the glow of the setting sun, he allowed himself a moment of introspection. The loop and its trials had been terribly trying, but they had also been immensely enlightening. Each loop had been a step in his growth, a layer in his understanding. He recalled the ancient sage's words, the enigmatic woman from the future, and countless other fleeting moments that had contributed to his journey. Time, he realized, was not just a linear sequence of events, but a complex web where every interaction, every thought, and every action bore significance. Ron gazed up at the sky, feeling a deeper connection to the universe. The stars, once distant and cold, now seemed to pulse with life, much like the time field he had once struggled to control. He recognized the irony. What he had thought was his greatest failure had become his most profound success. Walking through the campus, Ron felt a sense of calm purpose. He approached the quad, where other students were lost in their own worlds of equations and theories. He had gained insights that transcended the academic. He had touched the essence of time and existence. Ron approached a bench and sat, looking at the students walking by. Each one, he realized, was on their own journey, their own loop of learning and growth. He felt a sense of camaraderie with them, unseen threads connecting their experiences, much like the temporal waves he had navigated. His thoughts drifted once more to Dr. Hawkins and the lab. The experiments were over, but the exploration was not. Time itself had become a new frontier, not just to be studied, but to be understood and respected. As Ron sat there, his heart swelled with a sense of fulfillment. The end.
As we wrap up this episode, we hope you enjoyed the captivating story brought to you by the Counting Sheep app. The power to create your own narratives is now at your fingertips, and you can explore endless possibilities with Counting Sheep, available on the iPhone App Store. Whether you're a seasoned storyteller or just starting your creative journey, this app offers a unique and engaging experience. Thank you for joining us, and don't forget to check out Counting Sheep to unleash your imagination. Until next time, happy storytelling.